Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to KASB's The Advocate podcast for Friday, March 15th, 2024. Beware the Ides of March, perhaps, for those of us who study Shakespeare. But anyway, we have, as usual, a lot to talk about. So we're going to get started. I'm joined, as I am every week, by my fabulous partner in advocacy awesomeness, Shannon Kimball, and our fabulous producer, Alec Madrigal. So thanks to both of you for your work. And I think the biggest thing we want to talk about today is that the long-awaited public school budget and policy bill that will be the Kansas House's budget negotiation position came together this week in the legislature, and boy, is it a doozy. On one hand, the bill claims to give schools $77 million in new special education funding, but on the other hand, it forces local taxpayers to foot the bill for the legislature's unwillingness to fully fund SPED, and it does some other bad things as well. So first, let's cover some background. For the past several years, the House K-12 Education Budget Committee Chair, Representative Christy Williams of Augusta, has exercised her prerogative as a committee chair to bundle into a single bill the K-12 education budget and some prescriptive policy provisions. This is basically the legislature telling schools, you forced us to fund you, but now we're going to extract a pound of flesh in return. In the past, this bundling practice has inflicted on schools the open enrollment drama that we're dealing with and the expansion of the tuition tax credit voucher program, just to name a few. And there's other many bad examples that I know our faithful listeners can remember from some past bundling shenanigans that we've dealt with. So unfortunately, the 2024 version of the K-12 policy bundle, which is now called Senate Bill 387, came together on Monday and Tuesday of this week. And as is practice, it does indeed contain the K-12 general education budget for the next 2 years. So that's, you know, $528 million for general education funding. And it does add some new special education funding. But it also ties districts' hands on serving at-risk kids and puts that critical at-risk funding pot of money in jeopardy. And it interferes with school boards' local control and the State Board of Education's constitutional authority in many areas. We're going to set some of that aside, though. And for the purposes of this episode, we're going to focus on the special education funding piece and why it's so bad. But first, Shannon, this is your first legislative session with KASB, so I'd like to hear your impressions of the bundling process that you observed firsthand this week.
Well, Leah, I'm sad to say that I was absolutely mortified to watch the committee throw together this bill to fund more than half of the state's budget in this manner. For example, there was an 11-page amendment to House Bill 2650, the at-risk funding bill, that was placed into Senate Bill 387 without the chance for any public education stakeholders, including KASB or other advocates, to read the amendment and suggest improvements. It was a major rewrite of that bill, in fact, and without any input about the potential unintended consequences of what was being proposed. And it was very clear that many members of the committee hadn't even seen the amendment before they were forced to vote on it. This is why KASB's members have called for more transparency in the budget and policymaking process, because we've watched this process year after year result in ill-vetted major policy changes that ultimately undermine student success in our classrooms.
Thanks, Shannon. Great point. Our legislative committee told us over the summer this bundling, we have seen it happen year after year. It gets worse and worse every year. And we have to continue to strongly oppose it. And they put that in our legislative policy, and we thank them for that support. Okay, let's turn specifically to the special education funding piece of this House sub for Senate Bill 387. As I said, it appropriates about $500 million, the bill does, in general ed funding, but then it also adds $77.5 million in additional funding for special education. On the surface of it, I think we all would say, hey, that sounds pretty good. You know, the legislature is finally listening to us. You know, they're going to do something about SPED funding. But here's the catch. House sub for Senate Bill 387 counts, and I'm using air quotes around the word counts, local tax dollars as state special education funding. And so it forces local school boards to allocate that funding to special education. This maneuver diverts local tax money from other district priorities to make it appear that the state is paying for special education, and that is just not true. Shannon, can you help us understand some more context around this?
Sure. So, you know, Leah, as our listeners are well aware, it's a fact that the Kansas legislature has not fully funded special education in any school year since 2010, 2011. And that gap has gotten wider and wider and wider over the intervening years. Rather than doing its job, this bill would let the legislature reach into local taxpayers' pockets and take that property tax dollars for the legislature to direct spending. That's not how any of this is supposed to work. Our communities expect that the Kansas legislature is going to fully fund our schools. Local taxpayers shouldn't be forced to do the thing that is, by statute and by obligation, the state's job. It's a bit like the playground game where one team wants to change the rules mid-game because they don't like the outcome. The Supreme Court's already told the legislature no thank you on this kind of move. Also, counting local property tax dollars as meeting the state's obligation will further widen the gap between urban and rural districts when it comes to things that are our highest priorities, like improving teacher pay and retention and providing students with high quality opportunities.
That's right, Shannon. And we're going to work really hard over the next several days to make sure our members can help their members of the House of Representatives understand how bad this bill is for public schools and why they should oppose it. Sub for Senate Bill 387 will likely hit the House floor this coming week. If it passes the House, the bill will be that body's negotiating position when they go to conference committee with the Senate to craft a budget for K-12 schools. The Kansas Senate has already passed its base K-12 budget bill as part of the Senate's overall state budget bill without the obnoxious elements that we have in sub for Senate Bill 387. So the Senate base budget bill just has base funding for general education, doesn't include this at-risk thing that we're not even going to really go into too much detail on today, doesn't include any of the really obnoxious policy elements that are also included in the House K-12 position. It just has the base funding, and then we have seen that Senate Education Committee Chair Senator Molly Baumgartner does seem to be interested in adding substantial additional special education funding to the general education budget. And she may also be interested in exploring a different and perhaps better way of distributing state special education aid to our school districts. And so those two committees, the House K-12 Education Budget Committee and the Senate Education Budget Committee, will be tasked with having their leadership hash out the differences between the House position and the Senate position when conference committees meet in the first week of April, just prior to the 3-week legislative break. So we've got some time here, friends, to influence this debate, to make sure that House members know that their position is terrible, and that the Senate position, at least as it seems to be shaping up here on March 15th, seems to be much more favorable for all the public schools in Kansas. So we have a lot of opportunities for us to influence the debate. And that starts with legislative coffees this weekend. As I said, we're recording this on Friday, March 15th. There are lots of legislative coffees coming up this weekend. There are St. Patrick's Day parades that are coming up. You're probably going to see your legislators at some of those events. So you've got some chances this weekend, and you've got a great chance coming up on Thursday, March 21st with KASB's Day at the Capitol. That is our legislative advocacy day. We're going to kick off at KASB at about 9 o'clock with some issue updates and some opportunity for folks to develop and practice their talking points to use with their state legislators. Then we're going to head to the Kansas State House for a full day of legislative visits, watching committee meetings, and observing floor votes. It's going to be particularly important for us, again, to visit with House members because they may well vote on sub for Senate Bill 387 either Wednesday or Thursday of next week while we're there. So KASB members, be sure to check your email for the registration link for KASB's Day at the Capitol. Well, thanks. That's all we have time for this episode of KASB's The Advocate. As always, many thanks to Shannon Kimball and Alec Madrigal. We will see many of you on Thursday in Topeka. Meanwhile, keep advocating for your public schools and have a good weekend.